Welcome to the podcast of First Baptist Church, Warrensburg, Missouri, where it is our goal to bring people to a genuine and growing relationship with Jesus Christ. It is our hope and prayer that this podcast will be a blessing and encouragement to you.
Hey kids, so great to see you. And it's good to be here.
Yes, it's simply lovely to see you on this fine, fine day.
Chris, you're in a really good mood.
Well, this is the best week I've had in a long, long time.
It has been. How so?
Well, believe it or not, I ran into my teacher yesterday. At first, I called out to her, but she didn't hear me. She just kept pushing her cart along. In fact, she actually sped up. I guess she was having a grocery emergency or something.
Okay, what happened next?
Well, I just ran after her to catch up with her. I had to run to get beside her cart. She must have had earbuds in or something because she didn't seem to hear me until I was running right beside her cart.
You don't say. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but don't worry. Once she saw that her favorite student was there at the store with her, she finally stopped and we had a nice little chat. But if I'm really honest, I probably did most of the talking. There was just so much to catch her up about, so much to update her on. I don't think she minded, though. She kept saying, "That's nice." Well, you know, I probably could have talked to her all day, but she got a sudden phone call.
As those happen.
Funny thing is, I don't think her phone ever actually rang. And she was in such a rush, she just left her cart right there in the store.
Chris, we may need to have a talk about boundaries. Oh, man. But your persistence makes me think about a story Jesus actually told, and Jesus teaching about prayer. Let's take a break from talking about how much you love your teacher, and let's talk about the greatest teacher, Jesus.
I love learning what Jesus taught while he was on earth. He taught so many things during his ministry.
And it can all be summed up in one question and answer, our big question. Do you remember what it is?
I certainly do. What did Jesus teach while he was on earth? Jesus taught about God and his kingdom. He taught that all scripture is about him.
Part of knowing about God is knowing how to talk to him. And that's what prayer is all about.
So far, we've heard about Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It's his most famous sermon.
During that sermon, Jesus taught people how to live in God's kingdom.
And then last time, we learned that Jesus told people following him that it might cost them everything.
But there is nothing more valuable than knowing and loving Jesus. We are willing to pay any cost to know him. Following Jesus is not easy, but he's always worth it.
Everyone who trusts in Jesus to save him gains forgiveness and eternal life.
Yep. This week, we'll focus on how we can talk to God. Jesus taught us about prayer several times during his ministry on earth. Let's watch this video and hear about it.
Jesus had just finished praying when one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." So Jesus told them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, your name be honored as holy. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not bring us into temptation.'"
Then Jesus told them a story. Imagine one of you goes to a friend at midnight and says, "Friend, let me borrow 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine has traveled to visit me and I don't have anything to offer him." The friend shouts from inside his house, "Go away, my family is in bed. I don't want to get up to help you."
What?
Even though the man does not want to help his friend, he will get up and give his friend what he needs because he asked boldly.
Jesus told this story to teach the disciples about prayer. He said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Jesus asked, "Does any father, when his son asks for a fish, give him a snake instead? Or if the son asks for an egg, does the father give him a scorpion?" Jesus said that fathers who are sinners know how to give good gifts to their children. God is an even greater Father. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask.
Jesus told another story, a parable, to teach the disciples to pray without giving up. In a town was a judge who did not care about God or people. Over and over, a widow went to the judge and asked him to protect her from wrongdoing. The judge did not want to help, but after a while he said, "I will give this widow what she wants so she does not keep bothering me." Jesus pointed out that the unjust judge did what was right because the widow did not give up. When people cry out to God day and night, will he ignore them? Jesus asked. No, he will quickly make things right. Jesus wanted his followers to have faith that doesn't give up.
Jesus taught people how to pray. The model prayer that Jesus taught wasn't like a formula for a perfect prayer. It was an example of the kind of things we can talk to God about.
Jesus taught people to praise God's holiness, confess their sin to him, and ask him to provide for their needs and make his plans happen on earth.
One thing did confuse me though, Kevin. Why did Jesus compare God to a sleepy neighbor and an unrighteous ruler? God doesn't get sleepy, and he's always righteous, loving, and just.
Yeah. Jesus was just using those as an example, as a way to emphasize how trustworthy God is. The boldness of the neighbor and the persistence of the widow each led to them getting what they needed. Because God is greater, kinder, more loving, and wiser than any human, we can trust that God will hear our prayers and listen to them in a way that is best.
That makes sense. God wants to hear our prayers, and he wants to give us what we need. We can trust him.
God loves it when we talk to him in prayer, even if he doesn't give us the answer we exactly want at the exact time we want it. He does everything for his glory and our good. His plans are perfect.
And that means that his answers are perfect too. He gives us just what we need, exactly when we need it.
Jesus taught us to pray. Because of Jesus, we can pray to the Father and ask for what we need. We can trust that God is good and loving, and we can count on him to do what is right.
The Bible tells us that God is holy and that he pours out his wrath on sin. Because we're all sinners, we all deserved his wrath. But Jesus made the way for us to go to God boldly as our Father.
That's right. Because Jesus died in our place for our sin, he took on God's wrath for all of us. So now we can approach God. We don't receive his wrath, we receive his love. Our loving Father in heaven listens to our prayers and responds to us because of Jesus' death and resurrection.
That's right. Hey, kiddos, I wonder if you can help me with a problem I've been having lately. I've got this lamp. And, you know, lamps are for giving off light. So this lamp, no matter what I do, it just won't turn on. Do you have any idea what's going on with this thing? Look. See, I can point it this way, nothing. What does that mean? Plug it into what? Here. Do you have something, Aiden? Your ear?
No. This guy.
No, not your ear? What do I do, Timmy?
An outlet.
An outlet. Do you have an outlet?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, I heard the source. What do you have?
I think I have something that you might need.
What do I do?
Watch this. Now try. Don't look right into it, Chris.
Oh, that's a big green dot. Oh, man. A lamp that isn't plugged in can't give off any light. It seems like an obvious statement, right? But without electricity, a lamp is pretty useless. You might be able to come up with some use for it, like a paperweight or something, but it's not what it was intended for. You certainly can't use it the way it was meant to be used. It won't light up anything or help you see.
Mm-hmm. A Christian who never prays is kind of like a lamp that isn't plugged in. He or she won't be in contact with God the way they're supposed to be, which means they most likely won't be experiencing God's power shining in their life.
But when you do pray, we ask God to help us be filled with his power. He will use us to glorify himself and fill the world with his glory. That's one of the reasons that God wants us to pray, so that we can keep our hearts aligned with him.
What did Jesus teach while he was on earth? Jesus taught about how God and his kingdom, and he taught that all Scripture is about him.
That's right. Let's review what we've learned about prayer today.
All right, kiddos. So we're going to have some questions, and we've got two prizes. And adults, please keep your hands down. And kiddos, wait till we finish saying the entire question to raise your hand, all right? And then we'll pick on somebody to answer it, all right? Chris?
Okay. Now, don't raise your hand until I'm finished, remember? Okay. When Jesus was teaching how to pray, what did he say we should ask God for each day? I can't see a thing, but I think it was Aiden first. What do you got? What should we ask God for each day?
I think Aiden raised his hand.
3, 2, 1. That's a really good answer. We should pray, but he said we should ask for something very specific. I saw Toby next, and then we'll go to James. He asked us for our daily bread. That's
good work,
right.
Toby.
Round of applause. So, Toby, I have for you a very, very chic leopard print slap bracelet. Yeah? You like that? Here we go. Here's your prize. Now, just because I'm the way I am, I want to throw it. You ready?
Oh, you didn't catch it.
Like Mahomes receivers in the Super Bowl. Sorry, Toby. I love you, buddy.
All right. Are you guys ready for the next question?
All right. I'm looking.
Yeah, you look. Why did the man give his neighbor what he wanted, even though it was late at night?
I saw Timmy first, I think.
What did he say?
Because he asked boldly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Really
You're
good.
Right on. Good job. Ready?
Oh!
Toby's first catch of the day.
Wow. And Kevin's first interception of the day.
Oh, man. All right. Good job.
Good job, guys.
Sometimes we are tempted to think that prayer requires us using special words or words in the right order, mm-hmm. but the truth is God wants to hear from us anytime, mm-hmm. in any way. We can tell God anything we think, feel, and want. As long as we approach God in humility, mm-hmm. There's no wrong way to talk to God.
That's right. Our key passage helps us understand how God will speak to us in return. All Scripture is God's Word. The Bible is God's way of speaking to us, and the Holy Spirit helps us by giving us wisdom and understanding so that we can remember God's Word and obey His commands. Mm-hmm. Let's practice reading and saying the key passage together. So, like we always do, I'll read it first, and then I would like everybody to read it with me, big kids and little kids. Let me read it first. I have spoken these things to you while I remain with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you. John 14:25-26. Mr. Alden, can we have that back up there again so everybody can read together? Thanks, buddy. All right, let's all read it together. I have spoken these things to you while I remain with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you. John 14:25-26. Great job, guys. Great job. And Alden, thank you very much for all your help this morning, buddy.
Well, Chris, I for one am glad to learn that God wants to hear from us anytime, anywhere.
God wants to hear from me even more than Miss Fitzgerald does.
Oh, man. That's true. I don't think that's saying much, though.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Anyways, before we go, let's pray.
All right. Let me pray for us, and as I pray, the worship band can come back up so they can lead us in our final song. Father God, you are so, so, so good, Lord. We love you. We thank you so much for all you do for us, for the ways that you provide for our needs, the ways that you give us peace and love and joy, the ways that you fill our hearts. Even when we don't know what you're doing, Lord, you take care of us so, so well. And Lord, we know that we can come to you anytime, any place, about anything in prayer, that you love to talk to us, that you love to hear from us, Lord. You love for us to turn back towards you. And we thank you for that. We thank you that we can always pray to you. We can always share our heart with you, that you know our prayers even before we pray them. Lord, we just praise you for that. We thank you for that. We thank you so much for all that you've given us, Lord. We thank you most of all for your son, Jesus. We thank you that he lived a perfect life here on earth, that he died his death on the cross in our place to make atonement for our sin, to pay for our sin so that we could be right with you, and that he rose from the grave 3 days later to prove that he defeated death, and he promises to do that for us too, Lord. We thank you for his sacrifice on our part, and we pray in his name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is intended to be a supplement to your local church and cannot replace your regular involvement there. If you are not currently part of a local church, we would be happy to assist you in finding one. Simply contact us through our website, www.fbcwberg.org.